Here at the Ag Media Summit, the Ag Editors Association just finished their annual meeting, and we have a changing of the guard of presidents. And first, the outgoing president. Lori, introduce yourself, please.
I'm Lori Bedard, and I'm the outgoing AAEA president.
How has the year been for you, Lori?
You know, it's been a wonderful year. This is a great organization. We've done so many things, and we even talked about that today. You know, we don't realize how much we do in a year until we gather at the end of the year, and we're like, wow, we've got some great things going on in this organization, and great things to come as well. We've got some wonderful committee members, and with the new leadership coming in, it's going to even be better for the future.
Well, give me an idea. What do you think are some of the best things that have happened in the past year?
Well, you know, we really want to get our young people involved in our organization. We have some wonderful returning members that we, you know, familiar faces we see year in and year out, but the next generation is where this organization needs to head. So we're really making some efforts and some strides in that area to bring more young people in, make them aware of what AAEA can do for them and for their future in ag communications, because it is going to be so important as we move forward to make sure that we are letting the general public know. Sometimes we feel like we're preaching to the choir, and we really need to talk to that younger generation and get them out there and be an advocate for who we are as an industry, because we really need that for the future and the strength of agriculture as a whole.
And the new president of AAEA, Holly, would you introduce yourself for me, please?
Sure. Holly Spangler. I'm an associate editor with Prairie Farmer Magazine and am the incoming, I guess now technically, president. The gavel has been passed, so yeah, I need to stop saying incoming, don't I?
Well, and Holly, what are you looking forward to in the year to come?
You know, I think we've got some really great opportunities with AMS in Indianapolis next year. We talked about some chances to maybe recruit some other, you know, editors and writers at other publications that are not represented here. And when we come back to the Midwest, you know, that's a much easier case to your boss to make. Hey, you know, to go to this meeting in Indianapolis as opposed to fly me to the other side of the country or something. So I think we've got some good opportunities there.
What is the membership of AAEA like right now?
You know, I think we talked today about, you know, are we representing different ages? Are we representing, you know, do we have various generations represented? And when you stop and examine it, we really do. I mean, we've got some great young people on the board. We've got people chairing committees. We've got people serving on committees, you know, that represent several generations. So I think that's always positive.
Speaking to people who may not be members of AAEA right now, what would you tell them is the most important reason for them? What are the benefits of being a member?
I think, maybe this is a funny word, but the fellowship, you know, with each other, the chance to share ideas. You know, I come away from any time I meet with other people in our industry, I come away with new ideas. I come away more excited about what we're doing, a renewed appreciation for what we're doing and why we do it. And then I would say secondarily is AMS, you know, to sit here and to sit through the professional development sessions that we have. That's, I mean, there is a price on it, but it's hard to put a price on it.
Price.
You know, it's hard to say.
Lori, what do you think about how the meeting has gone, how AMS has been this year?
You know, it's great. It's well attended. We're in New York, which we're thrilled to see the attendance here. Heard great things about all the different meetings and the speakers. So, you know, kudos to the AMS Planning Committee, because they've done a wonderful job this year of really bringing in some high-caliber speakers.
Mm-hmm. You think so? It's going to be hard to beat in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good meeting when you're looking through the sessions and what you're going to, and you went, I want to go to that, and I want to go to that, and I want to go, dang it, they're all at the same time. You know, that's a sign of a good programming committee, and it's a sign of a good program, so right. We're fortunate.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Looking forward to a great year ahead, and Lori, congratulations on a wonderful year here. Here at the Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.